Hi, welcome to WebCamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and today we are here with Vishal Joshi. He's from the Web Matrix team. You've probably seen him on a couple of other shows in the past. But today we're going to be talking again about Web Matrix. The reason we're going to be talking about Web Matrix is we have recently launched, probably heard about it, a lot of great new features in our Azure portal. And one of the features is Windows Azure Websites. Web Matrix was built with that as well as other hosting partners in mind. And what I'm going to show you today is kind of an introduction to some of these great new features. And what we're doing is we're kicking off a week of Web Matrix on WebCamps TV, and we're going to have a show a day, every day this week, talking about all those great new features. And today we're going to kind of do an overview as to what you can expect throughout the week. Web Matrix has a lot of different awesome capabilities, a lot of really awesome new features, standard support, all kinds of good stuff, publishing to all different kinds of environments. Windows Azure Websites is just one of those. We're going to go into some detail about that later on in the week as well. But with that, I'll shut up and turn it over to Vishal and let him get started showing you the good stuff. So.
Okay, cool. So where do we start, actually? I can clarify a few things that there are a bunch of new features that we have in Web Matrix. We can start with, like, it's up to you, we can start with talking about what are the big buckets of it. Mm-hmm. We can talk about, like, how to get Web Matrix and then go slowly into different things. So,
well, that's probably a great first question, is where do you get it? I mean, we've seen the download link in the past, but I understand there's a couple of new ways that you can get Web Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's actually a good point. So you obviously can get Web Matrix from webmatrix.com/next because this is the newer version. The previous version will still be available, but we will basically like slowly transition to the newer one. So you can get it from there. And apart from that, now in the Windows Azure website portal, you will be able to go ahead and get Web Matrix directly from there.
From a website?
From a website. And then I'm going to show you how. So this is Windows Azure portal, and in websites, I just created a new website. So you could actually go ahead and create a new website like this over here. You have options to create a quick create, which is an empty website, or from gallery, which is going to allow you to create sites like WordPress, Drupal, Joomla, stuff like that, similar to Web Matrix audience who have already seen the gallery.
Right.
And in this situation, I have a site created, which is this monitoring site. Named it monitoring for whatever reasons, but I could go ahead and click on that site, and once I have the site up and running, you will notice that at the bottom I have this button which says Web Matrix. Now, honestly speaking, this is a pretty magical button because what it will do is a lot of things. It will actually, like, when you click it, if you don't have Web Matrix, it will install it, right? If you have Web Matrix, it will open it. If you have older Web Matrix, it will upgrade it, and actually, like, it will get your site down locally, hook it up all together with databases and whatnot, and then you can just hit a button and publish again. We're going to see a lot of these awesome integrations in one of the shows that we will do focused on cloud and Azure, so Web Matrix integration with Azure. But essentially, that is what this thing will do. We'll see the demos at that time.
Okay.
So I'll save the thunder for that time.
But nice.
But that's where you could actually get Web Matrix to, which would be pretty easy to get.
Awesome. So. Well, sounds like from you mentioned PHP and going on what I know about our cloud, we also have Node support. It sounds like Web Matrix is going to be tightly wound in with those options.
Yeah, so what we are trying to do is that we are trying to make sure that whatever options we enable on the cloud and the things which are coming up, we will support that on Web Matrix as a general thing, right? So ASP.NET we loved and we've grown with, right? That is obviously there. PHP is there, as well as Node is there. I can actually show you. You have this Web Matrix over here. I'm going to try to show you by clicking the templates. And you can see that there are ASP.NET templates. There are some of pretty nice templates over here. The other options that we have is a PHP template. So we have an empty site and a starter site. Starter site is a site which actually can create a site with database. MySQL, so if you don't have MySQL installed, it will go ahead and create a site with MySQL installations done for you.
Nice.
If you don't have PHP installed, it will install PHP 5.3 as well.
Nice.
So it will take care of all of those things, and then you can get started with PHP right there. We can talk more about, we will have one show which will be probably dedicated to PHP and Web Matrix, where we'll talk about MySQL editing, we'll talk about PHP editing, all cool new IntelliSense features of PHP and stuff like that. So that's that. What I'm also very personally super excited about is Node.js support. So we have full Node.js support, and if I would say among one of the nicest support that you probably find out there right now. And we've been thankful to the Node community. We've been working very closely with folks in Node community and people in Giant and so on to find out what would an ideal tool for Node.js look like.
Nice.
Right? And so there are three different things. For people who are familiar with Node, Express site is the standard Express site. Empty is empty. And then the starter site, what we are trying to do is that we are trying to have a similar tradition across all the three languages that we support. So if you go to PHP, you basically have a starter site and an empty site as well. If you go to ASP.NET, you have an empty site and a starter site as well. So we thought that why not create a nice little starter site for Node.js. So that site essentially is a site which is, in a way, feature-packed, but at the same time maintaining simplicity. So
cool.
You can open this and just walk through the code, and you will know exactly, like, you know, how to create a site like that.
Nice. And I think you told me in a previous show that WebMatrix has support for IntelliSense. Is that going to span across all those languages as well?
Yes. Actually, the thing is that we do have code completion and Akai IntelliSense in ASP.NET World for all of the languages that we are talking about. And in fact, we do that pretty consistently, and there is a lot to show. When we go to Node, you basically see what kind of IntelliSense you have for Node. It will be pretty mind-blowing, trust me.
Cool.
And then the same thing with PHP and stuff like that. So, and ASP.NET obviously is fully supported with C# and VB IntelliSense. Means, you know, I can create a bakery site. And so right now it's installing the NuGet packages as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of nice that if a site actually depends upon the packages, it will go ahead and install it. You can see that this is one of our bakery templates, which we have actually modified to make look even nicer than what it was before, which you will see in a minute. So I'll probably run the bakery site.
Awesome. By default, it'll open up in the browser there.
Yeah.
And something that you said a minute ago, you mentioned database support. And I think you said something about MySQL on the PHP side. So if I were to create a PHP site, it's going to install MySQL, and I'll be able to edit the database in WebMatrix.
Yes.
Awesome.
And you can do the same thing for for Bakery as well. So if you go and look at the files workspace of Bakery, as you know, like, you know, WebMatrix has got four workspaces:
right.
Site, files, database, and reports.
Mm-hmm.
Files basically will show you that there's app data, all these CSHTML files, and then database is where you can actually see the bakery.sdf.
And right? In this case, since it's a .NET site, you've got an SDF file there.
Yeah, so this is a SDF file, SQL CE. WebMatrix also does support SQL Server,
nice.
Full SQL Server, SQL Express. So any one of those is a reasonable thing to try out. And it has got all these editing stuff where you can actually edit data, or you can go to the definition and you can change the definition. And it will allow you to create new keys, and it will allow you to create new relationships and stuff like that. So the database support for SQL, SQL Express, SQL Compact,
mm-hmm.
and MySQL.
What about SQL Azure?
Yes, and SQL Azure, okay. Obviously.
Awesome.
SQL Azure is pretty close to SQL Server, so not much of an effort, but
right.
Nevertheless, making sure that it works, that all is there.
It's a good thing. Awesome. Well, you've got this site here. You want to show us kind of the support that exists in WebMatrix for HTML5, CSS3. I know that you've done a good job of, like, adapting everything so that you're very standards-oriented.
Yes, yes. We actually do have a lot of standard support, and we will later during the week have a dedicated session which will talk about HTML5,
okay.
CSS3, and jQuery and stuff like that. But we have IntelliSense for all of those things,
okay.
Right? So just to give you an example, there is a header over here. Let's say I add a section, right? So if I try to do section, you can see that there's HTML5 section support, right? It means that thing exists out of the box. Same thing if you go to content,
mm-hmm.
and then if you go to sitemobile.css, right?
Hmm.
Over here, if I hit this, then you will basically see -moz, right? And if I do, like, you know, this is Opera, and MS. So like there is browser-specific IntelliSense out there as well.
Fantastic.
Plus like, you know, CSS3, which is the quintessential example, border radius, if you want to see, then, you know, you basically can see border dash radius, and then you have that. So all of those, like, it's a full-fledged code completion for HTML5, CSS3, and in fact, jQuery, and more.
And more. Well, regarding the and more part, I can see that you've opened site.mobile.css here. Does that sort of imply that the bakery site has support for, like, being browsed on a mobile phone?
Yes. So what we did was that we actually took all of our templates, and we basically, one of the big themes that we pushed for Web Matrix, like one of the themes that we talked about was obviously cloud, which we covered, right? And the standards, which is the other thing which we focused on.
Right.
Node, which was the other thing which we focused on. Mm-hmm. And the next thing which was in that same lines was also mobile, because obviously you cannot ignore mobile.
No.
Anywhere, no one can create a site right now which doesn't look good on mobile, because most of the people are browsing in mobile. So we thought, let's make that experience really, really good. So in that vein, we did a bunch of features for mobile in Web Matrix. And those features being, one is that we started standardizing on jQuery Mobile. We earlier went behind the jQuery project in Visual Studio some years back, as you know, right? Mm-hmm. And we started shipping jQuery with Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. Now we are doing the same thing with jQuery Mobile. We basically now have that in all of our templates.
Fantastic.
All of the templates are mobilized, which means that if you see sitelayouts.mobile.cshtml, this is the layout which actually controls the mobile views.
Nice.
Right? And let me basically zoom in a little bit. So do that. If you notice that there is meta viewport thing, which obviously is the cheap way of handling mobile. But beyond that, also having a dedicated .mobile.cshtml is pretty valuable,
right?
And if you notice, what we have done is that throughout the page, notice that we have got this data dash role equal to content. So what we've done is that we have made the entire site mobilized using jQuery mobile.
Right.
And in that same vein, if I go to IntelliSense and you see that there's this jQuery mobile which I can turn on or I can turn off, right? It means like this would allow me IntelliSense or code completion for jQuery mobile, which
So all those confusing attributes that will actually help me with?
Yes, because like, you know, data dash is like, it should, let's see. So if I do data dash, so what happens sometimes is that our IntelliSense update, we are working on that right now. But I could basically go and do something like that, and let's see if I can do data dash. And there you could basically see that these are all jQuery mobile attributes. Actually, it was working fine to begin with. I didn't do data dash complete, but I can do data dash role and do this, but it also will give you attribute IntelliSense. So that this is pretty useful, because when we started coding, it was learning out of experience.
Right.
When we started taking our templates and making them mobilized using jQuery Mobile, we started realizing this is not fun. Like, I'm going to go to jQuery Mobile site, try to understand what each one of those things are, coming back over here.
Right.
And so then we basically said, oh, what if there was code completion for jQuery Mobile? And so there you have code completion for jQuery Mobile, which is pretty awesome as well.
So we've got this mobile-enabled site. How would I test this out? How would I actually test this out in a mobile browser?
So that's actually a great way. So we basically, if you go and hit this run now, you can see that, you know, there is Windows Phone emulator hooked in, mm-hmm. and there's also iPhone hooked in.
I didn't install that. That's pretty cool.
So what would you actually, if I run that, then you will notice that you basically have the site looking, and notice that it basically, look at that transitions, right? Mm-hmm. Means this is something which is done using jQuery Mobile, right? And again, what we did was that we did not necessarily create the iPhone emulator ourselves, right? Like, that's not something which we created. The way that thing actually works is via extensibility. So, you know, our run menu, which is like F12 is the shortcut for it.
Right.
You get IE, Firefox, Chrome, whatever you have installed, it shows up automatically. Windows Phone, iPhone, all these things are something which you can install by yourself.
Awesome.
Right? Here there is this shortcut key where you can say add new.
So I could basically write my own extension to browse in a Symbian phone or an Android phone or
whatever you want to. Whatever you want to, like, and this is exactly how the iPhone emulator actually came about.
Wow.
So if you go to the gallery, this is essentially the WebMatrix extension gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And you will notice that there are all these different types of extensions, right? There is a Snippets extension, there is Node Power Tools, and there are a bunch of things which are coming in. People are like starting to write it since we are going to expose this for the first time during this release. We are seeing that we are going to see a lot more people starting to use this.
Awesome.
But right now, this iPhone simulator, for instance, was actually created by a company called Electric Plum. And they had an iPhone simulator. It was, if you know, there was this IBB demo iPhone emulator, which was then became Electric Plum. And then they created an extension to WebMatrix. And now you can basically browse iPhone. And similarly, if you created something else, you could upload it to WebMatrix extension gallery. So we have an extension gallery. Similar to how we have the NuGet gallery, right? You see this NuGet gallery, which you it comes out of NuGet.org,
right?
And similarly, we will have WebMatrix extension gallery.
Nice.
Which you can go and access it, and then you can upload extensions similar to NuGet.
Fantastic.
In fact, the nice part is that all WebMatrix extensions are NuGet packages. Because people are so much used to NuGet. Why create one more thing, right? So. They are just NuGet packages, and in fact, to further simplify, you can just literally take DLLs, zip them, and upload it to the gallery, and it will just basically pick them up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's extensibility was one other area which we invested in, and we'll probably talk more about extensions, extension gallery, how to create an extension. One of the shows would probably be focused around that, but that's the mobile tie up.
Fantastic.
And the features around mobile.
Fantastic. So we've covered sort of the whole gamut of development experiences here. We're going to go a little deeper later on in the week. I think we're going to have a show on how to build extensions as well.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. But with the extension support, it almost sounds like you're not necessarily open sourcing the product, but allowing developers to extend it.
Yes, means that you could actually, like, you can see you can extend the run menu, you can add buttons on the ribbon.
Right. Right.
You can do a bunch of stuff, which we'll talk about, obviously.
Awesome, awesome. Regarding the different communities that are out there, there are a lot of different apps in the Azure Gallery that you can pull in, and you mentioned the WebMatrix Gallery. I think there are some open source apps that are actually in that gallery.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about
that? Yeah. So the way to think about it is that right now you have two main entry points towards creating new sites.
Right.
You had templates, which we talked about, Node, PHP, ASP.NET. In fact, one other template was also HTML, which we thought that there are people who are creating pure HTML.
Right.
So there are HTML, HTML5 boilerplate, and so on. And then the other one is the app gallery, mm-hmm. where you can actually like create stuff from gallery, right? So here you will notice that you have WordPress and you know DNN and Umbraco and Joomla and Drupal and all those things. So you can create this. This is similar to the gallery which is inside the Azure portal, right? So like going back over here to our Azure websites, if I go and create new from gallery, there is a slight difference, which is the reason why I'm actually getting over here. In this gallery, you're basically seeing right now a subset of apps, right? Like they're not as many as you're probably going to see in WebMatrix itself. There are like 56 in WebMatrix.
Wow.
The thing is that there are many of these apps which work locally right now, but they're not all cloud enabled.
Mm-hmm.
And as they get cloud enabled, they will start showing up in Azure Gallery, right? And as they start showing up in Azure Gallery, we will do a tie up by showing a small little icon over here, which will kind of indicate that this app is cloud enabled and it will work fine.
Right.
In cloud environment as well. So that's one of the example. If I were to create a Drupal site, right? And let's just create a Drupal site, and it can use SQL Server or it can use MySQL. If MySQL was not installed, it would install it for me as usual WebMatrix thing, and then the EULA port number, and then hopefully now the next thing it's going to do is to go ahead and install the site, right? So creating site from gallery is one, mm-hmm. and creating sites from templates is another.
Right.
Right. So those two are entry points, and now we actually have the third entry point, which is coming in from Azure. I accidentally hit the run.
And we had that selected as the default browser.
Yes, we had the default browser selected. But you will notice over here that in this situation, WebMatrix looks like it is customized for Drupal.
Right?
So what we did was that we reached out to the app communities and we said, hey, what if like you had a tool which was just created for you? And how would it look like?
Nice.
Right? And these communities came back and said, we need abilities to help people as soon as they land. Right? We need them to be able to like quickly access site admin. We want them to have like code completion. We want them to have file locking and whatnot.
Or access to the documentation or something like that.
Or stuff like that. So right. You basically notice that, you know, that's why the site dashboard actually has all these things which are right up front, right?
Fantastic.
And then besides that, you basically have got files and there are locks. So this is still work in progress, but you will see that there are certain files which are not editable. So it basically locks down those files. Now, what is actually nice is that we don't, like ourselves, go ahead and do this. This is something which is controlled by the community, and it's part of the community package.
Gotcha.
So all these customizations which you see are coming inside the Drupal package itself.
Nice.
Right? So it doesn't really have to tie to when WebMatrix ships and changes.
Right.
Right? Next time Drupal feels that, oh, I should not push you to Drupal Gardens and I should push you to something else, or like the documentation has changed or something like that, they can change this anytime they want to, right? Same thing with file locking, same thing with code completion and stuff like that. So we've been always focused towards making great experience for all the OSS apps, and we've basically taken that a step further. So that is how I would basically try to summarize. So if I have to summarize as to what are the top items inside WebMatrix,
that would
right?
be it.
I would basically say, we focused a lot on OSS apps, mm-hmm. made them as awesome as we could have made them, right? We focused a lot on cloud and all your interactions with cloud, which you'll probably hear tomorrow. We focused a lot on mobile mm-hmm. and make mobile experience really, really good. We focused on web standards, try to get HTML5, CSS3, JavaScript, jQuery, all those things really, really good. Then we focused on top languages, which is PHP, Node, and ASP.NET,
right.
And Node being the new one and a lot of work being done in that space. And then finally, we basically focused on making this more of a community-driven app and an extensible app.
Seems that way.
Rather than like, you know, it being completely driven by Microsoft. So
cool.
Hence the extensibility part where you can see the phone or NuGet gallery or like the apps and stuff like that, that would be, I guess, the last pillar of the entire thing. And then obviously we finished off on the database and the SEO reports.
Cool.
That we have.
We didn't talk too much about the SEO reports. That's pretty good stuff. Can you show us that?
Yeah, so I do not want to actually run SEO on Drupal.
Right, it might take a while.
That will take a while. But we could take one of the sites, let's say like the bakery site which we just created.
Mm-hmm.
We can pull that up. And you can see that this is relatively fast, right?
Right.
We are doing all these things right now. I can actually go to reports, and I can just run a report, right? I can basically say a new report, and then just say OK. And then it's basically generating a report, and then it basically says, oh, the description is missing. And I can basically go down to one of those things, click on edit this page. It basically says about.cshtml. Pick that one, and it will take you to the problem section. And I can run it. Now, the key point being that it will actually find out all these different violations, SEO violations, and it will keep telling me that what all I should do, right? That was a warning. And then basically, like, in this situation, thankfully so, that this is a very minor issue.
Right.
But, like, hopefully our templates have very minor to none issues in SEO.
Right.
That's the goal.
Exactly.
So hence you would not basically see this. But if you were to create a site by yourselves and if you were to miss H1s or like meta tags or like, you know, name it, whatever else,
right.
which search engines care about, it will catch over here and it will do that. And similarly, you can also do a performance report.
Wow.
And find out how long does it take for your site to run and which pages are faulty and what is taking a long time to download and so on and so forth.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's the report part.
Awesome. I think I saw one the other day at the WebCamps in Belgium I put two H1s on the page, and it actually will tell you, hey, yes. you've got two H1s, yes, that's bad yes, SEO, yes. so shouldn't be doing that. That's pretty good. Well, thanks for this great introduction. Again, this is the Week of Web Matrix, so tune back in every single day this week, and we're going to go deeper and deeper. We're going to have a day on PHP, a show on Node, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to go deep into each one of these topics. So if you're trying to learn more about Web Matrix, this is the place you want to be. And if you want to learn more about Azure, I can tell you a bunch of places that you're going to want to be. Let me show you real quick. Sorry to pull this out of you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up the devcamps.ms website. This is where we have information about all the different camps that we have coming up for coders like myself and Vishal. And you'll see that I'll click on the Windows Azure camps. And what I want to show you here, I'll click on schedule. And these are the shows that you're going to want to go see. We're going to be in
Argentina. It's all over the world.
Yeah, it's all over the world. So we're actually doing like kind of like an Azure world tour this month. We're going to be in Argentina, Brazil, Australia, everywhere. So we're going to be coming to a town probably within driving distance or a short train ride if you're in a country that has lots of trains.
Yes.
So you'll want to attend one of these sessions so you can learn more about Windows Azure websites, learn more about how to connect your site to Azure and all other kinds of different good stuff. So you want to be here this week to learn about webcams, and wherever you are, you're going to want to go to a dev camp on Azure to learn more about it. I have nothing else to add, but I think we're going to be seeing you a little bit more this week.
Yes, we will probably, what we are hoping to do is that we'll probably get individual people responsible for each one of these areas.
Nice.
And have a conversation, go deep with them. So like a guy who basically writes Node every day and like commits to GitHub on that stuff, we will have him over here and we can have a conversation about what all we did in Node.
Awesome.
And then the same thing with PHP and same thing with ASP.NET Web Pages and extensibility and Azure and everything.
Fantastic. So keep tuning back this week. Get very, very close with Web Matrix this week. I have nothing else to add.
No, that is it.
Cool, and thank you for your time. I know you're a busy guy right now with all the releases coming out.
Lots of releases, Azure and Web Matrix and bunch of other products of mine are kind of going out. So,
Well, I appreciate your time, as always, and appreciate your time, as always.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Take care.